Hi, and welcome to the not a podcast, sort of a podcast thing that Mike Cooper and I did earlier this week. We sat down on a beautiful spring day outside his house, and, well, here it is. Did you hear? They've got brand new studios. I'm so jealous. Well, you get to see them. You get to go in and do your Saturday show all the time.
Okay, first of all.
Yes.
Who did?
CHFI.
No.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
But I'm way up here. I can't use them. Are you serious? They beautiful?
Yeah. I was in with Michelle Betterly. They are gorgeous.
Is that right?
Beautiful.
Well, it's been 30 years in the making. I mean, we lived in that hellhole for like 20 years.
No, it wasn't a hell.
Without a view.
We had the best view in radio.
Yeah,
I got to look at you.
Oh,
jeez. So this is a bit of a change. If people are noticing, hey, it sounds like they're outside. Well, good for you, for starters, because we are. You can hear birds. Listen for a sec. That's good. No, you can hear Coda panting.
That's Coda.
It's Debbie with a hot flash.
That's Coda. She wants her supper.
Right. Okay. So tell us about this setting.
Oh, this is our home in Peterborough, and Debbie has just started her flower garden. She's into flowers, and when this place is in full bloom, it's absolutely the most magnificent place to be. This is our heaven. In fact, that's what we call this place, is heaven.
Aw, that's nice. Maybe the only chance you get to go to heaven.
Yeah, you're right, Aaron. Yeah.
So, speaking of... Debbie's back there.
You're right, Deb.
This is fun. We should do a show outside all the time. Why didn't we think of this while we were actually doing radio? Because it was dark. Well, we did Tim Hortons, though.
We did Tim Hortons.
And we did resorts.
And we did a lot of resorts. Mm-hmm. And you were just recently at one of the resorts that we were at. In fact, somebody did Debbie's hair, and he had...
Vasa. Yes, Vasa and
Fari.
Right.
And they did Debbie's hair, and I had long forgot that they joined us on one of those fabulous trips that we did with listeners years ago.
Yeah, it was Secrets, Puerto Vallarta. And I have to tell you... we went to Secrets in Cabo just because we knew the name from being there on trips. Mm-hmm. And I'm going around there, and this is so typical. You'd have just wanted to smack me upside the head. I'm walking around, and I'm going, oh, this would be a great place for a broadcast.
No.
This would be a great place for a broadcast. Do you do that too?
I do.
Oh, this is a nice ballroom. No. There's a view. It's quiet, right?
I still wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning with things in my head that I'm going to talk about in the morning to nobody.
Aww.
You know, that's one thing I just can't get out of my head. It's just starting the day with a thought, with entertainment, with funny, and not having anybody to tell.
I know. All the stuff, weird. The United Airlines stuff and the Leafs and all that. We could have been talking about everything.
I'm up in Peterborough, and I started a radio station called The Wolf 101.5 in Peterborough. And that was 25 years ago on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And Valentine's Day, I asked the management at Rogers if it was okay if I could go on another radio station. And they said, oh, fine. Well, no, actually, I didn't ask them.
I was thinking, who are you?
Yeah, but,
that does not sound like you.
But I did it anyway.
Sure, okay.
And they're not knowing about this until this very moment.
Hmm.
And so anyway, I was on their show, and a guy by the name of Brian Ellis, whom I hired a million years ago, 25 years ago, and I started The Wolf. And I was on their show in the morning, and I was there, and it was fun, and we laughed, and the co-host was very young. Had no idea who I was, so I give the Aaron Davis card. I throw it out there, you know, because every woman in broadcasting knows who Aaron Davis is, right? They may not know who Mike Cooper is, but they know who Aaron Davis is. So I said, well, I worked, you know, with the legendary Aaron Davis, and it was that dark, dark moment in my life, the first time I've ever heard anybody say, who?
Who's he?
No, Aaron Davis. So never mind, because she's young. I'm going to say she's older than 12.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. And but that's That's youth, and that was 25 years ago. So
I would still have looked you up, though, honey. If you're coming in my studio on my show, I am looking you up.
So I do a television hit after that,
right.
And there was a lady that I actually hired at Chex TV, and her name is Teresa Kashuba, and thank you. And she did. She was a receptionist at the radio station I worked with at the time, but she gave such great telephone.
Mm.
She was beautiful on the telephone. I said, I wonder if, you know, can you do that in promotions, you know, and just to have that personality to work with people. She said, absolutely. So I hired her. So she's done rather well in 25 years.
Right.
The little co-host, once again, is maybe 12. I'll give her maybe 13.
Oh,
she
wow.
could be 14.
Okay, it's television. There's Botox for 13-year-olds.
And she's very, very young.
Yes.
And once again, you know, I've been around a long time. And she goes, okay, we're going to do a live hit for morning television here. What's your name again? I said, Mike Cooper. I know, Mike Cooper. She goes, okay. And she's practicing, Mike Cooper, okay. And so how long have you worked at the Wolf? And I went, oh, I don't work here. I have. So you haven't been here for 25 years? And I went, oh, gosh, no. She said, where have you been?
Oh, my.
I said, I have been nowhere.
That's right.
I am just making all this up. I don't have the time right now to tell you where I've been. So we do the hit. She goes, 3, 2, 1, you're on. She goes, with Mike Cooper and everything else. He's been 25 years at the Wolf. I went, no, I haven't been 25 years at the Wolf. And then and I said, I hired Teresa Kashuba. And I said, well, Teresa isn't here. It's her day off. And I went, oh, because I can't see them, right? I'm just doing a hit. And I said, oh, that's too bad. And so the co-host says, well, we'll have to investigate that just to, you know, make sure it actually happened.
Yeah, that you gave her start.
Okay. You know what? And then I just want to go home.
Oh.
I just want to go home after all that.
Debbie!
So I got home to Debbie and I said,
do you like my voice?
You want me to take my pants off or something? It was really kind of sad. So.
It's humbling. It is humbling.
But it's a new generation, though, sweetie. You know,
that's
the thing. And I love kids. And but, you know, once again, you know, learn who you're talking to.
Yes. I mean, you guys invented Googling, or maybe not her, but perhaps the next generation, if not millennials. Check it out. Look it up. Oh, boy.
I guess I didn't leave very much of an impression with her
because
I was never asked back.
You might be. Don't give up. You just keep sending your resume.
No, I'm
just
staying here.
Yeah, don't mail it. Anyway, that was Mark Cooper.
So what happened to you? Remember you got...
Oh, I got a story. This is just
God.
Like... Okay, the two sides of the same coin. Okay, so we get into Toronto Pearson International. I'm pushing along this cart full of suitcases and stuff, and Rob has gone to find the rental car. So it's just me, and this woman drives by. If you pick at that, it makes noise on the microphone.
Sorry, I'm just cleaning it.
We're sitting outside.
Because I'm not on right now, I'm just cleaning.
Pay attention! Jeez! It's my story. Oh, damn it.
Anyway.
Okay. So I'm at the airport, and I've got this cart full of suitcases, and this woman is going by on the moving sidewalk towards me. She passes me, and she goes, hey, Aaron, welcome home.
Oh, nice.
And I just feel like Mary Tyler Moore, who can turn the world.
And you threw your hat up nice. Yeah.
It was an amazing moment.
Beautiful.
And I'm just glowing.
Oh.
Like, how does it get better than that?
This is my town.
My town. So the next day, I'm at the Sheraton Center because there's this big Canadian Music Week Industry Awards, and I'm going down the escalator. And among those being honored, well, I won't give away the punchline here, but she's a fantastic broadcaster. So I'm at the top of the escalator, getting ready to go down. I was presenting the Rosalie Tremblay Trailblazers Award to Susan Margetti of the CBC.
Yeah.
So I'm on my way down the escalator, and I say to the young man, the embryo, could have been probably the brother of whoever was working at the Wolf that day. But anyway, so I say to him, do I need my ticket? And I'm about to dig in my purse. He goes, oh, well, not you. You have a great day, Marilyn.
Oh, she didn't.
He did too.
No.
He did have a great day. Thumbs up, you know?
Oh, boy.
So it's just, you know what? The world is here to keep us humble.
Yes.
Because, well, why not?
Yeah.
We should be. And we are.
It was so nice talking to you again.
It really is.
It's wonderful, sweetie. I miss it.
Yeah, we don't actually have conversations unless there's a microphone. So we should get going now. Rob?
Okay.
It's time to go.
Okay.
Uber MacGruber?
Okay.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.